Hi, I'm Clemmie Telford and it's time to get open and get honest. Each week, I interview a guest about a topic that we, as a society, often shy away from. From sex lives to salaries, life and death, religion and real bodies, no subject is off the table. Welcome to Honestly, the podcast. Even thinking about this episode makes me smile. For those who don't know Kat and Nat, they're extraordinarily successful mum friends, as well as popular social channels, including a recent verification on TikTok, which makes them very cool. They have a book, a network that supports parents of teens, and their hugely successful Mum Choose Tour has seen them travelling all over America and most recently coming over here to London, which is where I was lucky enough to catch up with them. Once we got over the fact that me being in their presence suddenly made me comically British, our conversation was a joy. Though geographically we are miles apart, it was so refreshing to be in a room with two people I'd never met before, but who shared my values in the way I feel and talk about motherhood. In particular, the importance of humour, the importance of removing all judgment, and of course, being honest with one another. We also got into some more specifics, like those awful cushions you get post-labour and how you go about navigating conversations about sex and drugs with your children, which is all yet to come for me. I really couldn't have thought of two better people to have an honest conversation about motherhood with. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we did recording it. So this podcast is called Honestly. So it's all about being honest, which is, we're pretty much on the same page, aren't we? You guys are on truth, honest. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Over honest, we've been told.
So I like to start with a quick fire round.
Okay.
Boom.
Ready. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fun are you?
A fucking 15.
Like, so, like, 100.
Actually, 10. Wait, higher than 10.
She said 1 to 10.
10. You know, we love to have fun and we're good at making fun. We had a live show called The Fun Show because
you're super fun.
We're so fun. If we can guarantee anything, it's fun. We had the most fun.
We just get cocktails.
You should have seen what we did last night. We just drank all night and then we did flying in our beds. And
you guys make some good cocktails.
Yeah, it was great.
And you put it in the proper glasses.
Yeah, with big ice cubes. Huge ice cubes. No, we can't.
Aww.
We have fun in a closet. That's why we're so fun.
We had fun this morning.
We have fun everywhere.
That's good. I'm really impressed by that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how popular are you?
Oh, well, depends
who's the audience. Our kids don't think we're that popular.
In popular, defined in what way popular?
That's the whole point. It's open-ended.
I would say that in high school, we were not popular.
I'm popular. I was popular.
But we were like...
I don't want to be taken down with you. I was definitely popular.
Okay. I would say that we are popular in... I would say that we're popular to the right people.
Yeah.
I would say to some people, we're probably annoying.
That's okay.
To the right people, we're very popular.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how rebellious are you?
10.
You
want to get 10. 10?
10. No.
Oh, my God.
But, like,
yes.
You don't steal things.
Well, that's illegal.
I haven't jumped out of a plane.
Okay, rebellious is like people, I think we push the social limits on everything we do. Yeah. Like, we travel with strippers on our live show.
Yeah.
Like, real live strippers.
Yeah,
not
so you
like
don't...
pretend ones. Real ones. You know?
So that's quite rebellious.
Okay. I would say for a mom show, it's very rebellious.
I watch Goop. Have you watched any of the Goop series?
Not yet.
Mean, listen.
When I get home, I will.
So I tried on the plane. Is this listen or watch?
No, like on Netflix.
Netflix. Word. The psychedelics one.
What was the psychedelics one about?
Healing yourself by taking mushrooms. So all the Goop. And I was
they
just
all
like,
did it?
Yeah, and I was like, every bit of me wishes I was brave enough to do that. I think it's really interesting, but I'm too much of a wimp.
Really?
To drink mushrooms.
I kind of am. I've done that.
We did mushrooms in high school.
Yeah, lots of
times.
Yeah,
but that's different, right?
Yeah.
I guess would you do it now?
You would, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would say I don't want to do it, and then I would just do it.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
I'd
be like, I didn't like that. I wish I didn't do that.
You know,
and then I'd do it again.
Like edibles and marijuana is legal in Canada.
Yeah,
so you can just go to the store and buy all the drugs.
So maybe it doesn't feel.
But don't they say a lot of like CEOs and really successful people
doing it, microdosing?
Right.
Yeah, and like healing trauma through it.
I watched Chelsea Handler do ayahuasca.
Yeah, similar kind of thing.
Yeah, ayahuasca is a bit scary because our doctor, the one that gives me the Botox, told me that if you do ayahuasca, it can like fuck you up for life.
See, though, I can't.
Yeah, no, I can't turn back.
And I'm a mom, and I couldn't if they needed me. And that's my biggest thing. If I was on mushrooms and they call, I'd have to be somewhere where they wouldn't need me.
You know where we could do mushrooms?
Bahamas.
Here.
Got it.
We don't have kids and we're really
don't
far
do it
away.
In London. In the show they're doing in Jamaica.
Okay.
I don't know if I would do it. If you need the hospital, I'm not sure I want to go
Don't do
there.
It in London.
Okay. Well, all right.
Shoot. Where are we going to do
gray...
this?
We're not doing mushrooms here.
Okay. Got it.
Well, we might tonight.
Never know.
I don't want to be responsible. I'm now worrying on the behalf of you.
If I do them, it will be because you
this
brought
conversation.
It up.
Yes. It'll be Glenys fault. It'll be mainly be Glenys fault. What is your favorite color?
Oh, good one. Army green.
Oh, good one.
I think like hot pink.
It's not
fuchsia.
Your favorite
yeah.
color.
I, like when I
you
look,
hate that color.
Well, I'm not saying I wear it.
Yeah, oh. But you can still feel it.
Like, I like to see it.
Okay, then that's a different. That,
well, it's
like
up to you.
The ocean color. Like when you go to like
turquoise,
turquoise, like when you go to the Caribbean, which yeah. I don't do, but what there,
imagined
that
okay.
like the crystal yeah. clear blue. Oh shit!
I'm not
amazing.
Attracted to turquoise.
Me neither. I don't have a place for blues
no.
or anything.
No, I'm on the beach, people.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to wear it. I don't want it in my house.
The question
it's just
wasn't,
something.
What's
I'm
your
attracted.
Favorite thing?
It was what's your favorite color?
Yeah, that color you can't actually make. It's a color you can't actually
it makes you feel good to see that color.
Yeah, because you can't. You have to be there to see it. Get it?
Got
yeah.
it.
Thank
agreed.
You.
Okay, that's where we'll
you
go.
You can't wear on your nails.
Most prized possession.
I mean, our
children.
Kids.
Yeah. How would you describe your relationship with money?
Ah, oh, fucking love it.
Oh, money. It's pretty. We just, we love it.
Yeah. That's it.
We do. And we like to spend it
yeah,
on
but
things
that
make us happy.
That's what I'm reading, and that you have to spend it
yeah.
in order to welcome
and
it in.
Us, the
and
two
we
of
really
us.
Do.
No, in life.
Do you hear that?
Yeah,
we're doing a great job.
Yeah, and you know, we know what makes us happy, and it's not things like spending lots of money on like a bag or a purse. We're not into that stuff. We like to spend money on food.
Are you yeah. ready for this?
And oh, hotel rooms.
So we go on to a nice hotel room where you can get fed. And like you don't have to leave. As a mom who feeds people all day long, we just want to go somewhere we can sit down, go to bed, and then go to a nice
and
restaurant
not leave
downstairs.
The hotel.
Okay,
yeah.
This I was about to say because I don't like room service.
No. Go downstairs.
For people out like room service is great,
I
but it
hate
just
room
makes
service.
Your room smell.
No, I just yes. want to go downstairs
and
then
eat.
Feed me a lovely
and then you go to bed.
Yes, and a good cocktail. A good cocktail is very important.
Do you believe in marriage?
Well, we are married.
So,
well, I mean, I oh. think we, no, I do. I, no, I do think
you?
That we have had a lot of conversations about marriage and, you know, why people get married. And it's not like the movies. And is it really natural
yeah.
to spend your whole life with one person you choose when you're younger and then you change? And it just seems kind of weird.
Archaic.
What and, age were you when you got married?
Really young.
29.
Yeah. yeah. I don't even know my anniversary. But
her
I love,
husband
you know,
sends her flowers then she knows.
I love my, I choose my husband.
Yes.
I don't need him.
Yeah, we're not talking about whether we like her.
It's
yeah.
like, I'm married. It's a pain in the ass to divorce you. So let's just keep on going. But if you're not that, I think it's more powerful not to be married. How about that? Sit with that one for
yeah,
a second.
I'm
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's easier to leave if you're not married.
Do you think? Because of the paperwork?
Literally because of the money and the paperwork. And
the kids pose a problem,
yeah, the
too.
Kids.
Yeah, but when you're married, it is so expensive to get divorced.
Yeah.
And it's messy and the stigma around it, where if you're not married, you choose that person. It's like
yeah.
you wake up and I choose you.
But,
I have to in marriage. I choose you.
But I'm going to commit the rest of my life to you.
That is crazy.
You know, you're just like...
I know.
And you think
and
it's the best
a
decision
child
you
and
ever
you don't,
made.
You don't know yourself.
No.
Like.
You have no idea. And you don't know what you're going to be like as a parent.
Or they're going to be like as... It's a real gamble.
It's a real gamble. And you just and everybody just does it.
It's like normal. It's celebrated.
Anyway. Is it ever okay to lie?
Yes. Yeah.
Adamant?
Yes.
What star signs are you both?
Pisces.
Taurus.
Are you? That's an interesting
What
comment.
Are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Hey, girl. You're maybe a little bit psychic.
Yeah, maybe
you're an energy feeler, right?
That's
you can tell people's
thing,
energy.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You can know right away when someone
it's
walks
quite,
in.
It's quite a poison chalice, I think.
A chalice?
Poison chalice.
Yeah, I don't know that word.
Me neither.
Poison chalice.
Don't know those two words together. Me neither.
Okay.
I know what poison is.
Poison chalice.
Sounds like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Poison chalice means, oh my God, what does it mean?
It's like
a curse.
A curse.
A curse. We're like this. Is this a good thing? What am I eating right now? Is that what I get for lunch?
Mushrooms.
No. Poison chalice.
I'll take the poison chalice.
That should
curse.
Be a cocktail.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a chore, isn't it? Always picking up the vibes.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do
it's
like
a superpower.
It. I mean, the only thing is I can't be nice to people that I don't like their energy with. I can't fake it.
No.
You can see my body language
yeah.
just kind of shift.
I told you, you're a good combo, I think.
Oh, great. You can feel us.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you want to be remembered for?
Fun.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Making people smile.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? So yeah. They were really fun.
What was she like? She was fun, like on my stone.
Yeah, she was fun. Really,
she was really fun. She was really fun.
You know that we make people feel normal and fun. Like, I think we bring, if I could bring someone a smile, I think that's the best thing
really,
we could
it's
do.
It's a massive achievement.
Yeah.
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 And three words your inner critic or imagined worst enemy would say about you.
Oh, I don't think we have that. Probably loud.
You have to talk individually now.
Okay, sorry.
Something bad I would say about myself, like, oh my gosh, get your shit together, get more organized, Natalie. Like,
disorganized.
Your room is a mess. You don't ever fill out papers on time. But I don't think it's ever going to happen, so I should just forget
that's
about those
one.
Negative
is
thoughts.
That the one thing? Do you have anything else?
Everything else is pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, this is a massive cultural difference. Everyone else is like, I know what they are. I know my things. No, you don't have that. It's no, good.
I don't. I think that that's what we stand for is like being enough as who you are. And that's what we try to bring every day. And
great.
You know what? Let's not beat ourselves up about what we're not.
Yeah, don't worry about the fact that you need an elastic to do up
your pants. But be okay with that.
That is because you flew as well.
Yeah, it's the water retention.
Well, I've been wearing it like that for a few months, but it works.
We are grateful to be alive, and that sounds so cheesy, but no, we're very basic in what we stand for. And I think if you are healthy and your kids are healthy and, you know, you have a house, I mean, I don't know what more you could want. I really don't. I really, truly don't. So I think everything else for us is don't waste your time because your kids would never, ever, ever change you. They would never want someone
really
different.
Would've.
And we've talked to people who have like alcoholic mothers, abusive, like so many things, and they would still never change their mom.
No,
so think
truth.
About that, you know? So we just try to live in, that's our whole message. Like, you embrace yourself because you're not going anywhere but down, really. You know, like in terms of aging and the way you look and so live now and live hard.
Okay, I've got you here to talk about motherhood, which is kind of your thing and my thing too.
We wrote a book called Mom Truths.
Yeah.
That you can be a mom and a woman and you can travel and you can do whatever. If you want to stay home, you can stay home. You can do what you want as a mom.
And it's so funny. If you were to hear that before you're a mom, you'd be like, that is so obvious. Of course you can. Mm. And then you become a mom and for me, that first year is like... insane.
That's when we found, like, we've known each other since high school, but we didn't have a deep friendship.
As we you were popular and you weren't.
I was, she was very popular.
It's so popular, I didn't have much time for her.
If you will.
And then it was motherhood, it was in the first year of having kids that really bonded us together because
deep.
It was so hard. That's when we got deep.
Yeah, so tell me about that first. First of all, how many kids have you got?
Seven, three and four.
Yeah.
Who's got three, who's got four?
I have three and a puppy.
Yeah, and I've got four.
No puppy.
I've got three and a dog as well.
Oh, jeez.
It's a lot, isn't it? I always thought I wanted four. And then I had three. It's just like, I'm out. Your eldest kids are similar age?
Yeah, so I was the first of all of my friends to have a baby. I was like, I'll get married, and then I'll have a baby, and then we'll have the family. And in my mind, I was visualizing what it was going to be like. And then I think it was, and my pregnancy was great, and the delivery was great. And I think it was like within the first 2 days, I was just in shock of what had happened.
That's insane.
And it wasn't getting better. There was no TV shows that I could turn on that were like talking about how the way I was feeling. And it was just so hard to get out of the house with a baby when you're exhausted and the baby cries and just to like do anything. And, you know, my doctor was like, go to mom groups and here's the mom group and here's when it starts. Like, she wrote it out for me and she was like, go to it. And I went there and I couldn't even focus on any conversation that was being had because I was so overwhelmed that with this baby and the responsibility of taking care of the baby. So thank goodness. How many months later?
Nine.
She had a baby. Thank God.
And she DM'd me on Facebook.
I was like, yes, finally, I know someone who has a kid.
And
we will be best friends.
It was a shit show for me. And then I went over I didn't leave the house for 6 weeks because, I mean, I had like 50 stitches in my hoo-ha inside and out. And I couldn't even sit. Like, I had to sit on a hemorrhoid pillow and I didn't have hemorrhoids, you know, because my vag couldn't touch
the
pillow.
It's so tragic, isn't it?
It's tragic. And
did it hurt?
Yes. It pulsates and you have to check it and it hurts 80. And you can't wipe. Imagine wiping with stitches. It's really bad.
How long did it take to heal?
6 weeks or more. It was really, that's why I was so, I didn't have sex for like 6 months.
Well, no, because you're not going to.
It was such a.
I don't rip that thing open.
It was so traumatic down there, you know, such trauma
did
that
you
no one talks
about. Did you
take
a mirror and look at it?
I made my husband do it.
Remember? You never looked
at it. That was in our book, by the way.
No, no, I know your husband did, but I was curious if you ever looked at it.
No, I could not.
Feel, though. I remember feeling and being like.
How many stitches did you have?
Oh, only a couple with the first, but I still, it's swollen after.
It's swollen.
No, I do remember the swelling.
And then you have to take it, they're like, go number two. And that was like number two with 50. 56 stitches.
It's one of the most traumatic moments yeah. of your life. On your own.
You want to cry? You yeah, want to cry, but you know you have to do it because you're going to die and have to get, you know, I'm like, oh, this.
That is a low moment.
With a crying baby.
And yes. And
it hurts to sit because you feel like everything's going to fall out.
Guests in the front room and you're like,
and your boobs
can everyone
are
just
leaking.
Leave, then I can try and get the toilet.
Oh my God, I'm having really bad memories right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, it was really,
it's really
it was
traumatic.
Very, and your husband's like, what can I do? And you're like, ugh, and your stomach is fluffy and like just, you're just, you look down, you can't see your vagina because your stomach's so
it
big.
It's so
and
traumatic when you
so
really
and, you know,
think
you,
about
you
it.
Know you're going to bleed after, but you bleed so much.
Yeah, and it just never stops,
no.
it feels like.
Yeah, so it was pretty rough. And then I found her and I just felt like a warm blanket on a cold day. And I was like, I have found someone who can just sit in misery with me. But yeah. then we started to giggle.
And yeah. then we started
then,
to laugh.
And then
have fun.
Really.
That's it, isn't it? As yeah. soon as you feel that all the things you're thinking aren't weird,
mm-hmm.
you know, that whole
exactly.
thing of I remember looking at my husband not long after and being like, I hate you.
Yes.
With every single bit of my body.
Yes.
Like, I've made a human with you. We're stuck.
Yeah.
But actually, and then if you didn't know, you'd think, oh my word, this is it. We're going to get divorced.
Oh,
it's over.
That's literally.
But the next couple of times, you're like,
yes, absolutely. It was actually that exact what you're speaking of. It's so funny how, like, the journey of motherhood, you feel like it's your own unique experience and you talk to other moms and it's like you're speaking my words.
Yeah.
We were, one of the moments that really kind of like bonded us together and opened up our friendship was we were walking down the street pushing the babies in the stroller and my libido was gone and I didn't want to do it. But my husband didn't understand that. And I didn't want to tell my friends who didn't have a kid because I was afraid they're going to be like, oh my God,
are
you getting a divorce? Like, I
this is it. This is the beginning
yes.
of the end.
So I told her.
She was so nervous.
I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to look her in the eyes. And I'm like, I'm just going to tell her, like, I don't really want to have sex with Mark. And she was like, without hesitation,
me neither.
Nobody does.
And I was like, really? This is normal? And she's like, are you kidding? And I think, I don't know if it was at that, well, you were like, I didn't have sex for 6 months. I couldn't believe that because my husband was knocking at the door at 6 weeks and I just felt I should. And she was like, no. And
no.
I was like, oh.
And
good.
I was like, you get just the tip in the
yeah.
beginning.
I mean, I saw a woman in our hotel and she had like a newborn baby and she was with her husband. And I just thought to myself, like, he really can never understand what it's like for her. You're in a hotel room. You have a newborn baby. She probably didn't sleep. And it was and she's just got to get out there and just like walk the stroller. She's obviously yeah. traveling. I think they sounded American. I'm like, wow, you got to go do this. And he just, wow, what a superwoman to be able to do all that. And she traveled here.
We think.
Right. I mean,
it's more interesting if she
yeah,
has.
Yeah. Right. She's from Australia,
yeah.
which is
what a
so
girl.
Far.
What
wow.
a girl. She's a, yeah, she's
yeah, wow.
I'm impressed. And the thing is, now we're all, you know, however many years down the motherhood journey, it's easy to forget, but it's so traumatic that
yeah,
first.
It really
that,
was.
I'll never forget. I don't think anyone forgets.
No, but you kind of, maybe.
Yeah, you can, but I think that's why people connect to us. I feel like this journey is always so interesting to so many people
yeah,
because you're like, what is it like? I don't forget it. It brings back memories, good, bad, otherwise, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's interesting.
Motherhood is what connects
everybody.
Because that's the thing when you first have a kid as well. I'm one of five. And immediately I was like, oh my God, I can't believe my mum's done this five times.
Yeah.
And you suddenly reflect on your own childhood. And
I know.
And we're so obsessed with ourselves now. Like our mums were not like, oh my God, I can't believe I did. Now we're like, wow. You know, where it's we have a bit, everyone has businesses about being mums, which
yeah.
is insane, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. But
yeah.
it's all consuming. But they didn't get to talk about it. And we mm-hmm. do.
No, in fact, there's a question I was going to ask later, which I asked my audience, do you think it's got harder or easier to parent now?
I think harder.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's very confusing. I think it's for a lot of people. I do have a confidence in parenting that I don't second guess myself too much. And I think it honestly is I was raised by a single mom who was very sure about everything. And maybe she wasn't sure, but she seemed
she
sure.
felt that way.
So I do feel like a confidence in it. But if you have any like insecurities
yeah.
or not sure about what you're doing, and then you try to go out either on the internet or get a book, there is just so much information being thrown at you and it's all conflicting. And you're like, well, I just wish there was one expert who could tell me how to do this, but that's
no,
never going to happen. So then you try one way and you go to bed that night. You feel like, what did I do? That was terrible. I'm going to do it different tomorrow.
So like factually, parenting confidence is at an all time low.
Is
like
it really?
Studies have been done mm-hmm. in at least North America that the confidence in moms and parents never been lower.
And then there's so much judging going on because of, you know, social media. I mean, maybe you feel this. We definitely feel that our community is very supportive
yeah.
and we don't judge other moms, but there are a lot of people who judge other moms, I do believe that they judge because someone's doing it differently than them.
But then I think back to even 7 years ago when I had my first, and there wasn't people talking in this way about the truthfulness of it. You know, there were parenting books about how to get your baby to sleep, and people were just acting like it was all good. At least now there is this dialogue.
That's true. I think, though, that unfortunately we expect more of mothers than ever. Yes. Also, you should look a certain way.
Yeah.
You should cook all the meals like organically, mm-hmm. in shapes, mm-hmm. that you should have birthday cakes that are rainbow, that you should bake them and have a birthday party off the chart, and they should be a theme, and that you should be making sandwiches that are engaging and tactile so that they can learn while they're eating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that,
and during all of that, don't yell at your kids.
Don't yell at your kids.
And have sex with them.
And look banging. And go to Pilates and yoga and find a run in there. And then, you know, only wood toys. And, I mean, we could go on and on about what the expectations are for women now. And it's off the chart. And your kids should all match and have the right socks on.
You know, a lot of my mom's friends have said to me, I wish that the conversation was more open when I was a mom. So, like, I think you're doing a great thing. And also, I remember my mom saying to me once, everyone seems to be having miscarriages now. When I was having babies, no one had miscarriages.
They absolutely
did. And I'm like, oh my gosh, mom. And she was like, you're probably right. I'm like, they were all having
absolutely
miscarriages.
Right.
They weren't talking about it. They were all having infertility. They weren't
changed.
Talking about it. Right?
So, yeah, nothing has changed.
Yeah, no.
So in that
we
way,
just talked about it.
In that way, it's nice that the conversation is open and that there are places and communities online. You don't necessarily have to go and find all these friends. You can actually have support online, but maybe the grass is always greener. I don't know.
It is difficult because my other thought is, like, I would think of my mum, when we were growing up, and she'd go to a play group or something and then get home and have no contact with another adult for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Right?
And just hope she was doing it right.
Yeah. Like, at least.
Yeah.
It's not good to be on your phone, but, if you didn't go
who
to.
Who says?
Yeah. I mean, that must have been so lonely.
That must have been hard.
They were reading papers, by the way, and on the telly. Like, I don't remember my parents actually sitting with me, and they'd be talking on the phone or they would be doing work. Like, it's very different now. We went out recently and we saw a couple they were an older couple and they were at a coffee shop. They weren't talking. They were reading their own papers like this, not looking at each other. And I was like, this thing that you're supposed to be like, and then I love you. Like, it's really unreal expectations in life, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like, we all know when you're on there too much.
Yes,
we all know
it.
You
all know.
Or your kids will remind you.
Yeah. But it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's balance.
It's balance. But it is interesting. I guess every generation's got their own issues, haven't they?
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like we're as lonely. Well, I don't know. It's difficult as well because I'm not in that early motherhood bit anymore.
I know.
So I can't speak for that.
There's loneliness everywhere. I think that people compare a lot. I think that that's proven with technology, that if you're following the wrong people, your mental health will be affected. Like, I think that we just have to get smarter about how we're connecting and how we're using our devices.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a...
Yeah, we will look back at this era, I think, and be like, oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah,
we can only learn. I think I'm already better at it. I already actively put my phone away. I delete Instagram for big chunks of time.
Wow.
You delete Instagram?
During the weekend, sometimes I do, yeah. So I can't trust myself for my thumb not to go on there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, I just, literally just, at the beginning of a Sunday, delete it and put it back on at bedtime.
Wow, good for you. Well,
yeah.
Well, it depends if you've got more self-control. I haven't got any. You just find yourself on there. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I just need to look at what... Oh, no.
I don't have the desire to know what people are doing, really. When I'm bored, I will scroll because I'm bored. And just because my kids might be, I'm like, I need a minute because you're fighting so much. You know, I it's like a mental health break for me.
Yeah.
And I think that we once had a doctor, actually, who talked to a neuroscientist. And she's like, you know, I think that we're doing a disservice to a lot of people when we tell them how bad technology is because it might be saving some kids.
Yeah.
Some moms might actually need it to give themselves a minute or to keep a kid
safe.
Keep a kid safe. So for us to demonize it is really a bad thing because we're just making other moms feel bad. And if you're a single mom who has a lot of kids,
well, any mom who's any parent, mom or dad, actually, who's at home all day and you haven't like had any kind of interaction,
and it might just be keeping that kid safe, even if it's for half an hour. Like, that's better than them roaming the house and you not being able to, like, whatever it is. I think that we need to be gentle with each other.
Yeah,
and we're all learning.
And it's just another thing to feel guilty about.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to ask about, you know, you hear this thing about finding your village, which I definitely think, well, did you say that?
And yeah, we do.
That suddenly sounded really British as it came up.
You find your tribe.
And then there's definitely a truth in it. And it took me, I think, actually until my second kid to really find my people.
Really? Like in-person people? Like
Who actually are also online people.
Okay. But they live here.
Yeah, they live here. Yeah. But I see them in real life. But I think I got it wrong in that I thought that I needed to find a motherhood version of my friends. And actually, they're the same friends that I would make before motherhood.
My mom told me, you're going to have kids and you're going to make new friends who have kids the same age as you. And I was like, I don't want any new friends. Yeah. I have all my friends. I don't need any new friends. But I realized when they didn't have kids.
Yeah, you're not on the same page.
No, not on the same page. So then I found this old friend with a baby. And then I had someone who understood me. Yeah.
And you do need people who have got kids at a similar age, because every bit has its own thing, doesn't it?
Like, totally.
Yeah, if you have your kids first and your kids are the first to go to school.
And we are now having tweens, which is a whole new thing.
Oh,
and we didn't know where to turn because, again, none of our friends have the teens and tweens. So we created an online community for teens and tweens.
But it's
moms.
Anonymous.
Education has become such a big conversation for us and our kids now, where when they were little,
when
it didn't matter.
Learning to read and write.
So that's another pressure. I mean, school was hard enough for me. Now I got the four kids that I need to make succeed in school.
Yeah, no, and like, when do you let them go out by themselves, and when do you teach them
social
media? No, it's just different. We're getting messages where people are like, you've changed the whole relationship with my teen or tween because of the way we look at teen or tweens. Because because they want to be, you want them to launch, so you can't parent them like a 2-year-old.
No,
so rather than this, you learn how to coach them out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
let them make the mistakes. That's how they're going
to
learn.
Yeah, because that is part of it.
Yeah,
oh my God. Meant to do it.
It has actually blown our, it's changed the way we've parented. Even
so have
with,
you let yours go out?
They do.
Yeah, I've got mine going out. I remember thinking, you're not going to get a phone until you're like out of junior school, but then you have to be able to communicate with them when they're out. So now she's got a phone.
And how old is she?
She's in sixth grade, so she's
11.
11. Yeah, and then she'll be going to a new school and all of that.
They in secondary school?
Elementary.
High school,
they're little.
They're not high school yet.
Yeah, no, they don't go till they're like 13 to high school.
And then the other thing, what we really want to do that is in that community is, again, show mom. It can be really stressful having these teens and tweens and the serious things that are going on, from sex to drugs to depression, all that.
Like
and
sex, like
suddenly
12 years
teething
old, you know?
Feels like it.
Yes. Yeah. But we also want moms to be able to, just like we want to be able to still have fun through it and find light and know that you can have teens and tweens that are going through some really hard times, but you can also laugh because you need to laugh.
Well, it's exactly the same as toddlers, isn't it?
When
you have your consecutive children, when they're kicking off and being insanely unreasonable, you don't think of it as a reflection of you as a parent. No. You're like, okay.
You crazy. You bet you're crazy.
But you can enjoy it a bit more.
Yes. You know, you're so right. When we're hearing the therapist talk about teens and tweens, everything is, it's like we're talking about toddlers, or it's like we're talking about adults. It's, we're all people. And so many of these things you just don't think about, treating your kids like people who need to become independent, part of society, and love them. And it's just, we're all just people.
But it was really important that we made it anonymous so people couldn't judge and shame and screenshot, you know, a kid and share it. So that was super important to us that we...
Because imagine trying to, like, you go on there and you, like, you find your kid, like, you know, having sex, or you found drugs, or they were drunk, but you don't want to, like, say it out loud because then everyone's like,
because motherhood actually gets more lonely as the kids get older, because you can't talk about your kid in the same way. They'll tell their kid, oh, so-and-so is drinking and having sex. And then everybody, you know.
And everybody knows. And then nobody's going to hang out with
your kid. I don't want your kid over at my house because your kid is known for it. So we're really protective of their...
And it's so... My parents were quite liberal and I really appreciate it in them. But, you know, do I want my kids to do some of the things I did?
They're going to.
I know that.
And that's good because it brought you here. And look who you are now. You know they need to. They're going to have sex.
All you can do is try and, make sure they're... Good,
they're safe.
They're good
That's
people.
All you can do is make sure they're safe and good people. Yep.
But do you get to a point, I just worry, where you then start looking at your child and you're like, I really don't know you as a person anymore.
You want that. You're doing a good job if they're not telling you everything and if they're sharing it with their friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that it gets confusing, but you lose them a bit as a person, but they come back.
They do.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we're closer to our moms now than ever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. It does go full circle, doesn't
it? Yeah, I think we need to stop fearing it and start embracing it.
But there's also a thing where... We don't want to try and be their best friend, do you?
No.
You want them to trust you like a best friend, but you don't want to be their best friend.
True.
So you want them to, you know, and that means like letting them always have an open door conversation. And that's like, it's a lot, but you want them to call you when they're stuck somewhere and they don't know what to do. You know, you don't want them to be afraid of you. You want
poor
them.
First children. They have to like go through all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I never realized like birth order and personality was like, so correlated as to now having kids. And I can see how I treat.
Where are you? And have you got siblings?
Yeah.
Where we're a big. I'm blended and I'm one of five.
And where are you in that?
Four.
And what about you?
I'm the middle.
Are you?
And then I got some steps that are all younger, so I'm second oldest with the blended family, but in with my three kids, I have a big brother and a little brother.
So I'm eldest of five, but my
eldest. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, by the time my parents got to the... they're just chilled out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, by the thing, fifth, they're like, my four-year-old just walks out the house and goes to Starbucks by herself. She's like, yo, Mom, I'm going to get a coffee and a cigarette. So, I'm totally
but
joking.
But also, they do begin, like, my third child is two. And yes, she's a girl after two boys. But she is, like, teaching herself stuff. You know, just like, oh, you know how to get yourself dressed. You're asking to clean your teeth.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she cleans her room. She folds her bed. And I'm like, who did this? Yeah. I did it. What? Am I that irresponsible?
You're
going to
potty train yourself. I know.
Yes.
Well, they also know all the swear words way too early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and sex and everything.
All of the stuff.
All of the things.
Yeah, but that's better for them, isn't it? They're going through it.
Oh, yeah.
So I always have a bit where I ask the people of Instagram about their opinion on a subject. Ooh. So I asked them, is parenting like you expected? And 73% said it wasn't.
Yeah, we could confirm it wasn't.
Is it harder than you expected? And 87% said yes, it was. I said, what is the hardest thing about it? And these are some of their answers. The whining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
it's annoying.
It's annoying. The way your kids constantly show you your worst bits of yourself.
Oh, like because they're them?
Yeah, because it reflects right back to you.
Oh, I don't notice that.
Don't you?
No.
Like when my daughter is extremely opinionated and whether it's inherited or not. Do you not think?
Actually, I do find my one daughter, but it's a good quality. She'll get what she wants no matter what.
And you're like, all right, I know where you get. Yeah.
They both of our daughters. They want something, they get exactly what they want. And
if you're at the receiving end of it, you're like, all right, you're doing
even
it.
Even if we're in a jail cell, we'll get out and get what we want.
Yeah, but you know, just going and going.
There's not much that could stop us, and that's the same as them. But I like that. It drives me crazy, but yeah, you're right. I would say that, yes.
Feeling constantly underqualified. And I think that's so interesting because it's what we were talking about. There's a whole bit when you first have a kid that you're waiting to be told off, or I definitely thought, like, someone's going to come and tell me I'm not fit for doing that. And then as soon as you realise that it's your kid, you can't get it wrong.
Did you ever have that, though? Did anyone ever?
We have something like a health visitor who will come and check, like weigh them and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And all mine were always
really... I mean, that's
really
helpful, though, in case there is a problem.
But you know what? Within reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, either way. But, you know, when they get to 4 months, you kind of know if...
Yeah, I did lie to my doctor.
Did you?
Yeah, about breastfeeding.
About how much you
would... Well, no, because he was like, and you're still breastfeeding, right? Like, not like, are you? And you are. And that's like... No, I was like, yep, I am. And I was like, should
exactly,
I just
but you
lie?
Shouldn't be feel shamed into...
I know.
But I mean, yeah, because when he said, and you are, I'm assuming you are. I was like, you know, so...
I had two times. One time, my daughter would cry all the time, like just constantly cry. And obviously, as the mother, I want to do everything that I can to get my baby to stop crying. And I'm on a walk. She's crying. And this older man's like, just pick her up. And I'm like, you think I haven't already done that like 10 times?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it was
my
as
gosh.
Easy as
thank
that.
You, sir. And then the other time, Tucker, another crier, was crying this whole plane ride. And obviously, as a mom, you're just, and it was a small plane, and I was like sweating, and I was so, it was a nighttime flight. And obviously, he was tired, and I knew he was crying. He just wanted to go to sleep, but he wouldn't go.
He couldn't put himself to sleep.
No. And the woman said, you know, you should have just tried to take off his socks.
Oh, like, my God.
The socks.
Sure. Yeah. Oh,
Her problem is she gets the angrier she is, the calmer she gets.
Oh, yeah.
So
really?
I think
so you
people,
present the wrong.
I think people think she doesn't give a fuck.
That's
but
it,
really,
yes.
She's just like internal. She's like shutting down slowly. She's just like, I know where she's going. The quieter she is, I'm like, oh, fuck, she's pissed. But
people are like, wow, she just doesn't care.
Because if she was like flustered and like, oh my God, everyone like, it's okay. But she's just like calmly like this, you know? Like,
I know.
Yeah, she shuts down.
A lot of people have like said to to me for, like, I can't believe, like, you're staying so calm.
I'm
like,
I'm not.
There is a fire on the inside. Just yeah. keep walking.
Quiet. She gets quieter and her face becomes, like, stoic. Like, it's like you think she's meditating.
Yeah. Other things that people found hard, mm-hmm. the damage it does to your relationship, the mm-hmm. constantly feeling guilty, battling over food. I mean, it destroys you.
Let that one go.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, exactly. And they will be adults who eat around
it.
And
just let it go.
Like,
let it go,
that
people.
Time I wasted with complex weaning when they end up eating five, like, meals.
Yeah, you know. And then they'll be great toddlers and terrible five-year-olds. Yeah. Just let it go. Yeah. They'll come back around.
They will eat.
Yeah, they will.
In fact, one day then you'll worry that they're eating too much.
Yeah.
And then they'll not eat again.
Yeah. Just, you'll let it go.
You know, how many Weetabix is too many Weetabix? That is the thing. I love being a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you wouldn't have multiple kids if you didn't.
Yeah. I'd be so bored without them.
They are so funny.
They are so funny. Yeah.
They are.
The management's a bit much, but they're so.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really, and when you do it together with someone, it's even, like, we go on vacation together. We do everything together. Yeah, we do everything together. And it's really much more fun when you can just look at each other and be like, oh my God.
I also asked people what makes parenting easier, and they said chocolate, wine, support, any kind of help, a sense of humour, sleep, Netflix, and family.
Those are great.
No sex in there.
No, but...
No, I love it.
Does sex really help with parenting?
No! A point taken, that's what I'm saying. All right. Score.
Things that aren't important.
Exactly.
Sex.
Okay, one piece of advice you would give your first-time pregnant self about motherhood.
Everything's a phase.
Yeah, that's a good one. And expect nothing.
Yeah, low expectations.
Low expectations.
Which, again, is what the big transition is with every other child.
Yep.
I'm not expecting that I'll sleep again.
Nope.
I'm not expecting that I'll get to go out. I'm not expecting I'll get my body back. And then when it does happen a bit, you're delighted.
Yeah, delighted.
Just, and is there anything that you would like to shout about, that you want to promote?
Oh, my God, just come and hang out with us. We're at Cat Nat. Actually, our book is in the UK. So if you want to get it, Mum Truths, it's very prevalent to this podcast because I think it talks about everything that no one talks about. And it really is hardcore stories of the trenches, but a relatability, a laugh. It makes you laugh and feel good. And there's also advice. A lot of people have bought it for their spouses, for their partners to read, to give them insight, because it's not like swaddle at this age. It's like, this is what I'm going through.
The real parent.
Exactly.
Read
the rest
this.
Of it, the details are irrelevant.
It is the mother load of the head.
And everything at catnat.ca, including our new tour, Off the Rails.
Yeah.
That's just what we like to do.
Yeah.
And
That's
good. Good. Well done. Good promo, girls.
Okay.
Last bit. I always ask my audience to complete this sentence. I'll be honest, I. So I'm going to read their answers and then I would like one from you.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I wonder if I'll ever feel like a proper adult. Didn't enjoy my wedding day. Find motherhood boring. Can't stop eating crumpets.
Do you know what? Crumpets. Is that a donut?
No,
it's an English muffin with holes in it.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, butter and jam falls into the holes.
Yeah, exactly.
Delicious.
Yes,
let's go get a crumpet and tea. Delicious.
I just want to get on a plane and travel. I hate most people.
Oh.
I wish I wasn't fat.
Oh.
I don't like barbecue food. What? Mine is, I'll be honest, I was dreading today because whenever I record with people who are funny, I always feel like I become really humble and boring, but I think I've been all right.
No, you've made us laugh.
Maybe we're not that funny then.
Oh, no.
I'm joking.
Give me your honest.
I'll be honest.
I
had so much fun today.
Oh, thank you.
Not that I was expecting anything else, but I that's my honest.
She's feeling the pressure now.
I'll be honest. I have to go number two and I'm hungry at the same time.
Well, it's going to be much better for an empty stomach, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's good. Congratulations. I've been Clemmie Telford and this wonderful pair have been Kat and Nat, and this has been Honestly Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe and tell your mates all about it. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for listening to another episode of Honestly. If you found this week's episode interesting, which I hope you did, I'd love to know your thoughts. So please do give me a rating or review, and even better, hit the subscribe button. That way you'll get each week's episode delivered straight to you.